Go Loud.
A boy had said to a girl in his class, "I'm going to riz you up." And she wanted to know what that meant.
No one likes to see wellies at that time in the morning.
The amount of getting ripped in your 60s ads I'm getting fed now, it's kind of worrying.
Hello everybody, and welcome to your Chaser episode of A Few Scoops. This week we are going to talk about the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year. This year for 2025, they have chosen rage bait. Rage bait, not one word, two words, seen as a noun. The description given: online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive, typically posted in order to increase traffic or engagement with a particular web page or social media account. The Irish Times say that basically rage bait describes the calculated instrumentalization of anger, especially as it serves online commerce or engagement. The Oxford English Dictionary started Word of the Year in 2004, and it's usually a word that is popular with the zeitgeist. It's usually something that young people have said, something that would normally be in the dictionary, but has kind of overtaken in the year. So the first one was in 2004, and it was chav.
Oh, yeah.
A type of classism that should be kept in 2004. Do you know where the word chav comes from?
I'd love to know, actually. That's the kind of thing that I would love to repeat at a wedding afters.
Yeah, chavvy is a Romany word for young people or children. So that's where chav comes from. Again, big bang of classism off that.
Also, another example of taking words from marginalised people and using them against them.
Mm-hmm. Some more examples in the last couple of years. 2023 had riz.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I had to explain riz to my daughter yesterday because in the schoolyard, somebody had said, a boy had said to a girl in his class, "I'm going to riz you up." And she wanted to know what that meant. And I was hoping for the benign explanation that being, "I'm just going to be really charming." I don't know. Yeah, I'm hoping that's what it is.
God, riz you up sounds like a threat. So yeah, this year's is rage bait. I think it's very apt. And I would say I am probably less prone to rage bait because as someone who has worked in the media, I have a lot of media and digital literacy. And also, I'm not on Twitter. And I think most rage bait, social media wise, lives on Twitter. I think TikTok and Instagram obviously will have rage bait too, but not in the same way. I sometimes go on Twitter on my boyfriend's phone. And I don't know if it's the algorithm because of the age he is. So he's a man in his early 30s from the outskirts of Dublin. And the sheer amount of fighting videos of people claiming there are riots in Irish towns when the video is clearly of somewhere in Kenya. The amount of rage bait that he is fed from the algorithm is wild. They obviously know what they're doing. And then at times even like you will find it with, say, your aunties or your mom or whatever. They'll see stuff on Facebook and say, "Oh, Jesus, that's terrible." But when you dig down, the headline doesn't match the story at all. Or when you hear the context of the story, then it becomes clear.
Or it's fake. And there's a weird thing going on with fake stories. So say something like Waterford Whispers, right?
Which is satire.
Satire. And it has a clearly fake story. And then people react saying, "That's funny. That reflects what's happening." But recently, people are willfully taking something. You watch the conversation, so they know it's fake, but they act like it is real.
Well, that probably could happen anyway.
Yes. So, but that leap is relatively recent because I've been, a fan of the Waterford Whispers for years. And before it was you'd be reacting kind of primarily to the humor of it. But now it's like, that's exactly the kind of thing that would happen.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And also with AI now, you can just put anything up there. And then I see people publish something that's clearly AI and somebody says, "That's AI." And then they'll go, "I don't care. That's
what could happen."
What could happen.
Yeah, I think as well, people would do well to recognize that there are people who are making a living and a profile out of Ragebait. There are a number of huge Instagram accounts based in Ireland that only publish incredibly divisive, aggressive, awful videos, whether it's about immigration, whether it's about children's play parks, whether it's about special needs places, whether it's about housing. And in posting these things, they seek only to create division. They leave out the context, or some of them may never publish anything about white people's crimes, but will only publish stories about the crimes committed by people of colour in this country. They know what they're doing, and it seeks to divide people. I think Ragebait is probably the best word they could have picked for 2025. I think post-COVID, I think we even know from the number of road rage incidents that everyone's patience has decreased. Mm. I think COVID and lockdown done a number on us and our sense of civility and politeness. And I think the internet has followed suit. I think everyone is angry all the time because everyone's on the internet all the time.
Mm.
And also, you're allowed to be angry. The rich are getting richer. Governments are useless. There's a housing crisis. The president of America is a credibly accused rapist. You know, there's a lot to be angry about, but do not allow your algorithm to make you feel worse. Yeah. That's probably how I would describe it.
And it's part of a wider thing, which has been going on since the beginning of media, which is you prompt an emotional response in the reader or listener to make them take the next step, click or act. Mm. So Ragebait is sort of a cousin of clickbait in that, you know, clickbait is your, it plays with your brain's curiosity and then wants to be rewarded. Ragebait kind of hijacks your emotional or moral response. The whole point of it is, though, the quality of what you're being fed is generally shite. It's either false, it lacks context, or it's disappointing in terms of it doesn't actually contain anything. And we're actually at a stage where the Pope condemned clickbait.
Yeah, what did the Pope say?
So the Pope was talking to a meeting of Wire journalists. How would you describe Wire journalists? They don't necessarily work for a newspaper.
I used to work for a Wire. Yeah. So what I work for Press Association. Yeah. Which,
PA, that you see sometimes in brackets at the end of an article.
Yeah, so PA, Press Association, is the biggest news agency in the UK and Ireland. So we would call them news agencies here, but in America they call them Wire agencies. So AFP, Reuters, PA, they're all the same. What happens is newspapers or broadcasters or radio shows pay, say we'll use PA as an example, they will pay PA a contract. PA hires their own journalists, their own videographers and their own photographers, and they get a Wire service. So say there's a press conference at Leinster House and everyone knows that staffing and resources are an issue in large papers. If you are up against it and you don't have a journalist to send, you can say, well, PA is going anyway. They're going to send us their story. So when I worked in PA, I could write one story, but that exact same story could end up in five different newspapers, and it is word for word the same story. Yeah.
So the Pope is talking to them.
So the Pope was talking to Wire Services.
Wire Services, they had a private audience for 150 reps from them, and he was saying that communication must be freed from the misguided thinking that corrupts it and from the degrading practice of so-called clickbait, the Pope said. I urge you, never sell out your authority. You can act as a barrier against those who, music playing in the background, who, through the ancient art of lying, seek to create divisions in order to rule by dividing, Leo told journalists attending a conference held by Minds International, a non-profit organisation that includes Reuters and other news agencies. So, Pope's worried about general bait. This was clickbait, which is a cousin. It pokes different emotional responses.
It does weather the trust that people have in media if you're going to post clickbait.
Yeah. And allied to all of this is the shit state of the internet.
And also, Ragebait and clickbait is profitable.
Yeah.
So, like, the BBC did an investigation and they found that some users on X were paid thousands of dollars by the social media site for sharing content, including misinformation, AI-generated images, unfounded conspiracy theories, and Ragebait. Some who study the trends are concerned that too much negative content can lead to the average person switching off because having such high emotions all the time is draining, the assistant professor said. It turns them off the news environment and we're seeing increased amounts of active news avoidance in the world. They say that normalising anger offline and eroding people's trust in content they view is very worrying. algorithms amplify outrage, the professor said, and it makes people think it's more normal. So the fact of the matter is, there are content creators online now who make money out of rage bait. So they interviewed one content creator called Winta Zizu, who last year made 117 grand from posting on social media. She said that most of it comes from people commenting on her posts and driving traffic to her videos are doing it out of anger. Every single video of mine that has gained millions of views is because of hate comments, she said. In her videos where she documents her life being a model in New York City, she said her biggest problem is being too pretty. But what some in the comments don't realise is that she is playing a character. So she's like, oh my God, I'm so pretty, my life is so tough. And then she says, I get a lot of nasty comments from people saying, you're not the prettiest girl, or please bring yourself down, you have too much confidence. But she is doing this. And do you know who has perfected rage bait? I am, honestly, if you could bottle it up and sell it, no one does rage bait better than Bonnie Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie Blue knows exactly what she's doing in many senses. But she, when it comes to rage bait, and she said it in the documentary, I know the documentary won't be to everyone's taste and no one likes to see willies at that time in the morning. But
what time in the morning were you watching it?
I watched it on like a repeat, so I watched it in the morning. It was quite distressing. There was quite a lot of willies. But Bonnie Blue said on this, she was like, I make videos saying I am going to have sex with your husbands, I'm going to have sex with your sons. She recently came out and started talking about the small boats. She doesn't believe any of this. She knows, if you go on any Bonnie Blue social media, every single comment is hateful, misogynistic, sexually violent, horrendous stuff from men and women. She is seen as an acceptable face that you can bully. This is a conversation for a different podcast. I have a lot of feelings about Bonnie Blue and how she's treated. But she is making money out of every single hate comment. And so is this Winta Zizu. She says all she has to do is post, I think I'm so pretty, and people will comment telling her she's not. And the more people comment, the more views she gets. And she's made 117 grand out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody loses though.
Yeah, well, she's not. If I had 117 grand, I would let people call me ugly.
I don't know. 117 grand is not
people
that much
anymore. People
call
me ugly for a lot less.
Not even that much. It's like, when I see it's 117. It's like, you know, somebody goes on some game show to win 10 grand. I'm like, that's going to get you nowhere these days.
So she is part of a growing group of online content creators making rage bait content where the goal is simple. Record videos, produce memes, write posts that make other users viscerally angry, then bask in the millions of shares and likes.
Oh, yeah, but you're just increasing the total number of rage incidents. I just think they're getting their short-term gain, but they are contributing, even if they're taking back control of blah, blah, blah. They're just, it's part of the erosion of
things. It's part of the erosion of like civil discourse. But also we need to look at why people care. Why do you care if a woman on the internet that you have never met thinks she's pretty?
Yeah.
They're, like, I have said this a million times as someone who has been trolled for a great portion of my adult life. It is never happy and successful people who bully others online. I have never thought to take advice from someone who would sit at home and write hateful comments to each other. I think people need to look at, first of all, why you're seeking out rage bait. Why are you still on Twitter? Why? What are you getting out of it? It is not good for your mental health, and sitting around bullying other people, whether you know them or not, is so bad for you. And also, take a look at yourself. Some of the men who used to troll me were the same age as my dad. And I used to think, if I came home one day and I found my dad writing hateful emails and hateful comments to a girl reading the news on the TV, I'd have him checked in somewhere. Like, that is not normal behaviour. And I would ask people, and there will be people listening to this who do write hateful comments to people, log off, leave people alone, because you're only doing more to harm to yourself than you are to them.
And for all the people who don't write hateful comments, stop clicking on this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the rage bait, take the 10 seconds. So you see a thing, right? Google is on its arse, but it's still possible to search things using search engines like Google, or is it DuckDuckGo or the one that plants a tree or whatever. There's a search engine that apparently they plant a tree every time you use it. I'm not sure. Ecosia or Ecosia. But take a moment, because all of this is this whole business model is predicated on our Stone Age brain, which has not evolved, which reacts as if it's all there, or a poison berry, or all those ancient responses. And if you take the time, so if you see something that enrages you, just try and find another couple of sources. reverse image searching is your friend. If you see something that says, look at what this person did in Port Arlington, right? Reverse image search and you'll find it's in Albania or New South Wales or Venezuela or somewhere. And that will at least tell you, because it's not just rage bait, it's doom bait. So another thing in that papers and are not paper, calling them papers, and people in horse and cart use. Another thing that media organizations, these clickbait, these shitbait places use, because they generate traffic, because they have to make money from advertising. They'll put a vague headline that makes you think the bad thing happened just over there, just the other minute.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. It happened in Kansas in 1974.
Yeah.
And all they want from you is the click-through. If they get the click-through and then you spend ages searching through the shit-infested page with the floating ads, the things that you try to click on and then you don't click it, you accidentally click on the part of the ad and now you're looking at ways of getting ripped and jacked in your 60s through the simple chair exercise thing.
Penis enlargements.
Looking for granddads in the Raheny area.
Single woman in the Raheny area really want to meet me.
The amount of getting ripped in your 60s ads I'm getting fed now, it's kind of worrying. But all of that, like all they want is you to look at the shit ad to get a fraction of a cent. So you've already paid them with your eyeballs when you click on the stupid link that says everyone watching The Late Late Show said the same thing. They didn't. It was one person on Twitter, possibly an AI-generated account. You will not believe this one simple trick that doctors don't want you to know. Doctors don't want you to know because it doesn't exist and it will make your willy fall off, right? Take 10 seconds, like it will, because it will take you 10 seconds to read their shit page anyway. And then Google, reverse image search, all that kind of stuff will take you away. It will kill, to a certain extent, the business model of the clickbait or the rage bait. It's not perfect, but it's the only thing you have control of before the aliens arrive and hijack our brains and use them as external hard drives. It's definitely going to happen. You still have control over what you look at.
Yeah.
Take a beat.
And also, if you want to get in touch with us and tell us how you avoid rage bait or how you calm down after reading some nonsense thing or bad news, and like obviously the point of this podcast is that we want people to take an interest in the news but not despair for the future of the planet.
For example, I subscribe to Fix the News. It sends me an email every week with some of the good news that I trumpet, some of the vague good news about, the level of child poverty in Guinea-Bissau has reduced, and then I get slagged off because it's not catchy enough for you tabloid people here. But so that's what I subscribe to. What else do you use? There is, I just want to give a shout out to the anti-clickbait Facebook page, which the first version of it was banned after a challenge by, do we want to get into it? A prominent news shit aggregator site that basically copies headlines from ages ago and away and repurposes them. So they sued them, or they got it shut down because they were taking their content. But they're continuing now to basically plow through shit clickbait and just tell you what it is. Tell you what the answer is.
I love it when someone writes in the Instagram comments, you know, if there's like a headline and someone's like, if you don't want to click in, the answer's 52. Love those people.
Yeah, you were doing the state some service.
Anyway, that's us for this week's Chaser episode. We will be back next week. So please do get in touch if there's anything you would like us to do a deep dive on. We feel like sometimes they are a bit depressing. They have been a bit depressing. I mean, after Jeffrey Epstein and DJ Carey. Yeah. So we'll try and do a happier one next week.
Well, what we'll try and do, and any suggestions, ones where with your help we can suggest, because it'll have a bit more time, ways out of the thing. If the thing is a bad thing, what can we do about it?
See you next week.